This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Republican presidential ticket has already been nominated at the Republican National Convention. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Are we ready to nominate a vice president?
The lieutenant governor of Ohio presenting his state's junior U.S. Senator, J.D. Vance, to the convention.
A man who loves America and will represent our people with moral courage.
Vance swept to national prominence with his hillbilly elegy memoir and opposed Donald Trump in 2016, but changed his position and was rewarded with a Trump endorsement when he ran for Senate in 2022. Now he and Trump had their party's ticket, announced by House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I formally declare President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance as the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of the United States.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States Secret Service says it's confident in its ability to safeguard this week's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has the story.
The FBI identified 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as Trump's would-be assassin, and the Secret Service says it fatally shot him outside the rally venue. The Biden administration says it is looking into security failures.
At President Biden's direction, an independent review of the incident will be conducted.
Trump is in Milwaukee this week for the Republican National Convention, but after the shooting in Pennsylvania, the Secret Service is responding to questions about its ability to safeguard the venue.
We are confident in these security plans that are in place for this event, and we're ready to go.
The Secret Service calls this a national special security event, the highest security designation the federal government provides. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
For additional stories,